Immigration is also in the political spotlight in Utah. In that state's 3rd District, 5-term Republican Congressman Chris Cannon, a reliable conservative, is under attack. There's a primary next Tuesday, and as Brian Schott of member station KCPW reports, Cannon was denied his party's official endorsement over his position on immigration.
It's perhaps the most Republican district in the nation. Utah's 3rd District, which covers the southwestern third of the state, gave President Bush 77% of the vote in 2004. It's not the kind of place you might find a strong Bush loyalist with his back against the wall, but Congressman Chris Cannon is in a fight for survival.
Congressman Chris Cannon says he's tough on illegal immigration. He says he's never supported amnesty for illegal aliens. In fact, he supported amnesty bills for illegal aliens 9 times and even co-sponsored amnesty bills 6 times.
That's an ad from the anti-immigration political action group Team America. They've been peppering the airwaves here in a full assault on Cannon's stance on immigration. Cannon, like most conservatives, supports a crackdown on illegal immigration. But at the same time, he, like President Bush, also supports a guest worker program that would hire illegal immigrants for hard-to-fill jobs. And that's what this race is all about. Cannon is facing a stiff challenge in Tuesday's primary from businessman John Jacob. Jacob is a political neophyte, but has caught lightning in a bottle with the immigration issue. In a recent debate, Jacob says he sees this primary as a bellwether that's resonating nationally.
The problem they come up with is that it's just a one, you know, it's a one-issue problem, when in reality it's all issues of our life. Everything about illegal immigration is wrong. You look at it, it affects crime, it affects our schools, it affects our jobs.
Cannon says Jacob is distorting his position.
That's because despite the fact that you keep saying that I'm for illegal immigration, that I'm for these illegal people, that I'm somehow soft, I've been tough on the issue. I voted to put troops on the border the first year I got into Congress. This is an issue that's developed and evolved, and it's at a point where we can either solve it or not.
Utah pollster Dan Jones says he's disappointed by what he's seen in this race.
Sometimes these kinds of issues bring out the best and encouraging individuals, and sometimes it brings out the worst.
At a recent political open house in Orem, Utah, many voters said immigration was their top concern. Carl Liffert is from Springville.
Well, it's a hot one right now. I think it does affect the economy. I mean, we have a strong economy now, everything's fine. It starts growing down, then we're paying benefits for these immigrants. So those are my concerns right now.
Chris Herron is from Provo.
It often gets defined as a racist issue. My wife's an immigrant. My partner's an immigrant. You can hardly say that I'm anti-immigration, but I'm for legal immigration. It's very difficult.
Recently, Jacob has been accused of hiring a couple from Chile to work in his home who were not eligible to work legally in the United States. The wife was on a visa for a student spouse, which prohibits employment in the U.S. Cannon seized on this in a recent debate with Jacob to highlight his point that there's no easy fix to the immigration issue.
If whatever happened, if she went to work and took employment, she was out of status. She's now, if you pass the law that you've criticized me for having some reservations about, like we have in the House, she would be a felon. She'd go to the federal penitentiary for 3 to 5 years.
The White House has taken the unusual step of getting involved in the primary. President Bush has officially endorsed Cannon, and First Lady Laura Bush recently recorded a telephone message on his behalf. Internal polling for both campaigns show nearly 40% of voters in the district are undecided, which has prompted a last-minute media blitz from both sides. Whoever wins on Tuesday no doubt will make the claim that it was his position on immigration that made the difference, and Republicans around the country no doubt will be watching with interest. For NPR News, I'm Brian Schott in Salt Lake City.